T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Dodo and Dears. Turn the game on, pump up the volume. It's time to play ball with Dodo and Dears. Turn the game on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the championship rounds of Dodo and Dears here on 95.7 The Game, but with a twist. Dibs is out. He's in Vegas for the madness. We wish him the best of luck. He's back Monday. Cozumore in his stead. Coz, you've been hot today, too. He was apologizing in the break. He goes, "I'm sorry. I hope you don't think I'm trying to do too much today." I said, "That energy is perfect."
I don't want to hijack you.
You're doing a great job.
He told me the same thing. I haven't seen this guy. I wish you'd hear.
It's Jolo and Dibs. I shouldn't be, sticking my nose in your business.
Bring it.
Dibs is out and you're in.
Yes.
You've got to bring the
bring
heat,
it.
Coz.
And let me also say this, Joe. You said, Dibs is out. He's in Vegas. We wish him nothing but the best. No, we don't. We want him to fall flat, because on Monday, I want to hear the sour story for how tough it was for him in Vegas this time. So don't give me your fake.
Not going
to
disagree.
As well.
Not going
right?
to disagree.
Exactly. That's
last
what you want.
Last thing I want to hear is anyone coming back from Vegas. Oh, man, let me tell you what a great time it was.
I was rolling
here
in
we
it.
Go. How much time is this going to take? Look at my watch. 30 minutes on. I got a free buffet because I did this. I did that. The Izzo thing. Let me hit on this for a minute. Did he go too far because they're showing this on TV? Tom Izzo chewing out his player last night. Society is all over Izzo for getting in his grill during that game. Isn't that just hard coaching? Like, are we not even allowed to have coaches yell at players anymore before we scream that that's inappropriate? It's not like he shoved them.
He was borderline Bobby Knight on that. I got to be. I'm a Michigan State grad. I watched
really?
That. Yeah.
Feels Michigan like that's State something grad. I should know.
I know.
Yeah.
Michigan State grad.
Couldn't get into UM, huh?
And I'd say that to the Michigan people. I have a nephew who went to Michigan. I said, too bad you couldn't get into Michigan State.
But it doesn't land the same way because
it lands
you know.
Even better. Anyway.
It goes. Goes on fire.
I'm sick of Michigan State for the way they handled other situations. But when I see this, this guy's entitled. No one held his feet to the fire when he had people in his basketball program committing some bad issues. Now he's over here. I mean, he was borderline Knight on that thing. He was in the kid's grill going off. And then when it was over, when he had to get pushed away by an assistant and another player, and they're in the huddle, he leans in on him again. And if a player doesn't push him, I bet he goes head-to-head with him. I'm over Izzo. I'm over. That guy could do anything in the state.
Wow. I did not see Coz going there.
No, I know.
Coz usually rails against snowflake society. Yet
I know.
Here
I,
he
do.
Is
I do.
Predicting flurries.
I know. Exactly. I'm yelling at the storm.
Would you be mad if Little
nope.
Lowe's head coach
nope.
yelled at him like that?
No. Jim Sweeney.
Different game.
Jim Sweeney. Can I finish, Coz? I'll let you.
You didn't even get a chance to start.
Didn't even get a chance to start. I know you're hot and. You're on fire today. Keep the intensity.
You guys are second guessing your original answers to me. Now you're thinking, Coz, maybe you are stepping out of bounds a little bit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Let us have the show back.
You are hijacking the show, Coz.
I've seen coaches grab guys by the face mask and pull them wherever they want. I had a coach, Jim Sweeney, you know what? Gut shot a guy and just dropped and bend him over.
reference that all the time.
Oh, my God.
I loved it,
man. Was it you?
No.
It was not you. Okay. I'm not going to ask who. I was just curious if you just kind of put it on someone else like Buki did with the Jerry Curl.
But
like, my brother got this Jerry Curl once.
Who came clean?
And then you started talking about your Jerry Curl. Goes, yeah, I was lying. It was me.
Yeah, exactly. A guy who listens to the show, Barry Sanders, said, the best running back in the league is me. He said, but the second best running back in the league happens to be backing me up.
Ron Rivers.
Ron Rivers. He lives here. He listens to the show. He's adamant listener.
My favorite Fresno State running back of all time.
You're funny. I know I'm your favorite.
I'm paying a compliment.
Coz, jump in because I'm
stumped. Right
I mean, no, I got nothing.
Hurt.
I got nothing for you.
I've been hurt you. I've been saying that for 4 years.
Yeah, Lee Coz, what do I do after that? Wow.
Joe brought the knife back out.
Man,
number two is Ronnie Rivers Jr. Ronnie Rivers Jr. had a good season this year. He's my second ranked Fresno State running back.
Anywho, and so Ronnie was laughing in the meeting. Coach Sweeney, boom, hit him right on top of it. So. Do I agree with this type of things? No, Ron, you listen and you call into the show and you can tell them what happened, even though you had a great career in the league. If someone was doing that with my son and I'd watch it, I'm like, so what? Man up.
The words we're talking about. The words that Izzo getting into it with the player verbally.
Verbally, you see it happen. I think that Izzo probably went a little too far, but I think that kids need that at times.
How are you
going
to respond? You're going to be able to handle this adversity, or are you going to get really sad,
rattled,
and feel
can't
that
play.
You should
hold
not
on.
Play anymore?
Hold on. Where in society is that going on? Like if my message is Izzo is, I'm getting the kid ready for society. I'm getting the kid ready for his life. Okay, he gets a job as a top five CPA firm. What CPA firm has that
Have
type
you worked
of activity
with Joe
going
Fortenbaugh?
On? I didn't say radio industry. I said CPA. I've Fair. Seen Joe. I've seen Fair. Joe.
He did not say radio. He said he went right for an accounting firm, which
exactly.
is my go-to anytime I need something very vanilla. Anytime I need something very vanilla, I go right to the accounting firm.
Yep, exactly. Now, radio and TV don't count.
I don't think it's so much the literal sense of being in an office where a boss is screaming at you. I think it's the idea that you're in a pressure-filled situation. There's an obstacle in front of you. This guy is chewing you out. What are you going to do? Are you going to yell at him? Are you going to go at him? Is there going to be a fight? Now there's an altercation. Are you going to sit there and take it? Are you going to realize he's doing his thing? He might be wrong. Just get through it, listen to it, and find a way to get my head back into the game. Like the moments of adversity, challenges you have with your significant other, challenges you have with your children, with parents of your children's friends. These moments come up in life where you probably want to tell someone what you think, but you shouldn't. Most times you can't act on your impulses. Most times you can't say what you're really thinking. You have to show some restraint. Moments like that can harden you a little bit. Sure, Izzo probably went too far, but is that really a serious talking point? Yesterday, the social justice warriors were going crazy. He should be fired. How can you do this? It was a coach chewing out a kid.
Right.
It's not the end of the world. He wasn't pushing him. He wasn't touching him.
You know what I loved about
it? Damn.
I love the kid. I want to commend that kid's parents because you know what? He's been raised right. And you know what?
He did a good job with it.
Izzo know the kid's been raised right. And
or
that's why he did that.
He's been down to the point where if he did lash back, he'd lose his scholarship.
Here's a guy. He's starting. He can transfer anywhere in the country because the guy probably can play. If you're at that school, that's not the only school that wants you. Okay? Newsflash. It's not like is that not true? Okay.
He's a malcontent. He's yelling at the coaches.
That kid, for him to hold restraint, because there's a lot of kids out there, and you know it, Coase, and I know it, that would have grabbed their coach and choked him out. Goes to show you that Izzo's recruiting the right guys that he wants for his program. So be
it. Tough guys.
Absolutely.
Tough guys.
Absolutely.
All right. I hate to do this to you. This isn't by design, but it's a story that surfaced, and it's going to kind of bust you and the Niners up a little bit, and I have to do it. I've been on your side today. This isn't designed to make you feel bad, but it's from Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report.
Yes.
So be mad at him. Don't shoot the messenger. From Freeman, quote, my understanding is the Falcons and Julio Jones are closing in on a deal that would pay him $20 million a year over a 4 or 5 year contract extension. He would get anywhere from $50 million to $60 million in new guarantees, according to a source. The deal isn't done. As with any negotiation, contract talks are always fluid and things can change in an instant. The talks with Jones could take longer or fall apart. Or continue to proceed smoothly.
But the indications
are that the two sides seem to be nearing an agreement that will make both Jones and the Falcons happy. That from Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report. You have been an advocate and you have gotten very creative in the ways in which you think the 49ers could execute a trade to bring Jones to the Bay Area, but it's looking less and less likely.
That hurt
because
me,
the Falcons
Joe.
Don't want to. I didn't want to do it, but you know I had to get that news out there for the people.
My weekend is ruined. I'm telling you, I had a glimmer of hope.
Really? Some news about Julio Jones has ruined your weekend?
Joe, this team's a definitely playoff team if they get Julio. You know that and I know that. You keep that second pick, you get Joey Bosa, and all of a sudden you make that trade, and now you are set. You freaking could have got Julio. And I think that this is because of the Niners. Because they kept picking up the phone, Julio knows that he's not happy. Everyone knows that he's not happy. Atlanta knew that he wasn't happy. And he was like malcontent behind closed doors, behind the scene. He handled it right, the right way. Didn't do what Brown's doing. And because he did it the right way, they rewarded him. And this sucks.
It sucks for the Niners. I really, really wish Julio Jones was going to be wearing a 49er jersey this year. I would have been absolutely ecstatic. This is not good news.
Well, what you did earlier, for those who are just joining us, you took a story from Jay Glazer. He had a mailbag. He's one of the most plugged-in NFL insiders in the business.
Yes.
And he had a mailbag recently on The Athletic where he answered a variety of questions, one of which had to do with Kyler Murray in Arizona. And he said, look, pump the brakes a bit. It's not to say Arizona doesn't like Murray, but a lot of people think the decision's already been made. It hasn't. They just saw him throw privately for the first time. They're still getting to know him. They're going to take their time with this. He also went on to say that if for some reason Murray doesn't go number one overall, that there will be, quote, a feeding frenzy to get the number two pick from the Niners in order to draft this kid. It could be one of the biggest draft day trades of all time. I'm paraphrasing there. But that got us thinking, well, wait a minute. If the Niners could end up with an incredible haul that we weren't even processing, maybe you don't take Nick Bosa or Quinnen Williams number two. Maybe you move back to 13 with the Dolphins. You threw out a suggestion where the trade would be a swap of ones, additional twos, additional threes. It was very reasonable. But you take those additional picks and you send them to Atlanta to get Julio Jones. It was very creative on your behalf.
Right.
Do you try to do something like this now with Cincinnati regarding A.J. Green? Do we start to have the A.J. Green conversation?
I started, and I started effective immediately. It's no, I'm
wait, does he do the same? And I'm asking a legit question. Did you think
effective
Julio,
immediately? We are now talking about A.J. Green on this radio show.
That's where I'm going. I'm not wasting any time.
But you think with Julio Jones or a playoff team, do we think the same thing with A.J. Green? Is it the same thing?
Yeah.
I think it's close.
A.J. Green was so nasty at Georgia. And if you ever saw, you don't see A.J. Green highlights because the Bengals stink. It's why Larry Fitzgerald, there are some years you always see Larry Fitzgerald highlights, and then there are years you don't hear from him. He's still producing. He just has lousy quarterback play. If A.J. Green was in Julio Jones' shoes in Atlanta, he'd be putting up comparable numbers, and we'd be talking about him just as favorably. Those right. two came out the same year. Right. They're both great wide receivers.
Yeah. And do you answer your question? No, he's not better than Julio, but I'm going to tell you right now, he's right there, like Joe's just alluded to. And if you brought him, now I'm looking at this, and like Jay Glazer is saying, if Bosa goes one, there will be a frenzy to come at number two for Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, who went to the same school as Baker Mayfield. And what happens then? They're saying that now the Niners could possibly trade back to Miami. You laid out what was given up for with Cleveland, how far they had to jump from 8-1, the things that they did.
When the Eagles jumped up to get Carson Wentz.
Yes. It was a king's ransom. This situation, if you're now going to get another trade back to 13 with Miami Dolphins, you'll pick up additional second
round
pick.
How about 11 to Cincinnati? Why wouldn't you do? Could you move back to 11 for Cincinnati? Cincinnati would need a quarterback soon. Or you think they're sold on Andy Dalton?
You know what? You pick up the phone and you call Cincinnati. You call the Dirty Natty and you say, hey, look, we'll give you two.
New head coach there. Maybe he wants his own guy.
Yep, and this is a guy that could electrify the fans. He's more elusive, can do a bunch of stuff, without a doubt.
Okay.
Now you trade with Cincinnati, go to number 11. And you're going to get their first-round pick, not this year, but you're going to get it the following year, switching spots. But you're going to pick up an additional first round, so you'll have two first-round picks next year. You already have a second round this year. You pick up an additional second round. And now you say, okay, now you say, oh, we also want A.J., we won AJ. So now
it's getting good.
Now you tape up your additional second round. So you still have a second round pick this year, but you give up your additional second round and you give up your additional, you know, third, because you're getting a third round for the following year. You give up your additional third round pick for the next year for AJ. And if it's to sweeten up the deal, I'll throw that fifth round in there, because now I'm in a better situation. I got two first rounds for next year. I have an additional for next year. I got another second. So I'm still stockpiling, and I moved back, and I got me still an impact player that will have a huge impact on my team, not in 2 years, not in 3 years, but this year. He's not a rookie. He's a veteran guy that knows the route tree, can do everything, to come right in and give you instant star power as well. So, yes, I like that move. If I'm the GM, and if that happens, if Bosa didn't fall to me and they went, and if I was at that number two spot and at number two and Kyler Murray's there and my phone's ringing, I'm doing that. I would make that trade.
If you're who?
If I'm the Niners.
With who?
With Cincinnati.
So Cincinnati, I'm looking at this right now. Andy Dalton has 2 years left on his contract. His cap hit this year, 16.2. His cap hit next year, 17.7. So it's not a lot. You go from 11 to 2. You take Kyler Murray. Remember, your new head coach isn't married to Andy Dalton. It's Zach Taylor.
Right. Right.
It's the former quarterback's
that
coach of the Rams.
That was a great call, Cozy.
Yeah.
Yes. And the Rams, that kind of system.
Cincinnati could get people all excited, sell some tickets.
It'd
be Kyler Murray going against Baker Mayfield twice a year, the two Heisman Trophy winners out of Oklahoma. You can sell that. That's sellable for the NFL.
Wow.
If I'm Kyler Murray, I'm probably going back to play baseball, but you know, that's neither here nor there at the moment. I don't know if I want to be in the Natty.
It's tough there in the Natty.
Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray,
wow.
Old Big Ben.
Big Ben.
That's pretty nice, huh?
You can put a lot of those games in primetime.
Yep.
You can sell the Bengals on a Thursday night. That's the key. Everyone gets a Thursday night game. Some of these teams are not worthy of playing in primetime standalone football like that. Yeah. The Bengals are one of those teams as of right now, but you add Kyler Murray to the mix, suddenly I'm more intrigued on Thursday night.
I would be shocked. If Kyler Murray's to the Giants, if that happens, I'll tell you right now, he will have the number one selling jersey in a couple weeks if he starts
rolling. Jerseys don't mean anything. You want to sell jerseys, get Tim Tebow. He'll sell you a bunch of jerseys. You know what?
You want wins.
Just that you want to win. You want guys who are going to be there and who are going to excite your franchise.
Let me tell you something. You think people watch the Giants and watch that young running back play? You think that they came out and said, oh, my God, look at this? See, this is where you're mistaken. Yeah, I want wins, but also I want to be entertained. You think people are lining up to go watch the Arizona Cardinals play? You think
people stink.
And they don't have any entertainment.
But they
I want
stink.
To be entertained. The Detroit Lions. Coach, now you're better than this. You had a good show going.
And
now
Barry.
Okay, it was Barry Sanders on a sucky team, the Detroit Lions. But people go and see him play and go sell out stadiums, and people say, I want to watch that guy play. Come on, Coach.
How
you're
sucky were
that.
The Lions? How
better
sucky
that,
were
Coach.
The Lions?
You're better than that, Coach.
How sucky were the Lions?
They were bad, but Barry Sanders, he electrified people and made people come to that stadium and watch. Minnesota wasn't just Minnesota early when Adrian Peterson was there, but when he was going out there and doing what he did, Atlanta sucked. And Michael Vick came on the scene, and it wasn't like there was some Super Bowl team all every year, but Michael Vick sold tickets because he was electrified.
Vick completely turned that franchise around. He was the perfect guy for the perfect city there. They
perfect
talk about
city.
Atlanta fever. They whatever happened with him and his view, people's viewpoint of him after all that
right,
stuff,
yeah, right.
He went back to Atlanta. They retired that number. They love him in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Love him in Atlanta. If he had stayed there forever and just done his thing, he would be a god in that town. He almost is a god in that town.
The Bulls were horrible when Michael came on the scene. But Michael Jordan lit it up. They want to win. I agree with you there. But you're talking about sports, and I'm talking about guys that can electrify and still move the meter because they bring you that hope. The quarterback they have near in Arizona, is he electrifying? Does it make it happen to you?
Josh Rosen?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know why? Because they've already ruined his value. They have already done a great job of getting everyone excited about the next quarterback that if they turn it back over to him, no one's going to be fired up.
Ooh.
See, the beauty of a rookie quarterback is that he brings hope. The young quarterback brings hope. Carson Wentz gets to Philly. Baker Mayfield gets to Cleveland, right? These guys bring hope with them. And then if they make a couple plays in that rookie year, because no one expects you to be awesome your rookie year, but you make a few plays. People are thinking, all right, next year maybe we get something going here. We got to get our guy some weapons. And then he comes out in year two and takes a few more steps. Rosen came in, awful head coach that they blew out in 1 year, bad offensive line, got crushed, got killed, and then immediately went in the offseason. And before they could even get excited about putting weapons around him, they started talking about another quarterback.
Should have stayed with Bradford. Let him, the big eye Bradford, just let him look crazy.
He's still out there. Someone, I'm telling you right now, someone's got $16 million for him. I know it. I just don't know who it is.
I'm going to make you this bet. It won't happen again.
Someone's got $16 million for him.
He's fooled him long enough.
The con is over. It's one of the all-time
big
cons.
The bag is over, Jim Cozy.
Okay.
He's not carrying that bag. He's not getting 16. He's not getting 15. Won't even get 14.
Has anyone robbed the NFL more than Sam Bradford? There are some guys out there that have committed some robbery.
No.
That's pretty good because he was the last big money first overall pick, correct?
Yeah.
Before the slotting.
Stafford, then him.
Sam, yeah.
And then I think the next year, I almost want to say the next year was Newton, but Newton was on the new
structure.
New
yeah. He's the last guy.
Yep. And then he did it there. He did it in Minnesota.
He did it.
He did it in Arizona. Yeah, he's done it. He's done it. He's done a great job.
Great job.
March 18th, 2018. So this is a few. This is over a year ago.
Yeah. Year and a couple days.
So it doesn't count last season, but he had earned at that point over $130 million.
He got him. He got him.
Has any player, Chilled Auto Body text line 95795, who's committed greater NFL robbery than Sam Bradford? Got to be a player. Let's not go coach or owner.
I'll put one out there. Under the current system, if I use the scale a little bit differently, how does Kirk Cousins not enter the discussion? He has stolen a lot of money based on the one
just
year.
Just this thing, yeah.
Right?
But you can't.
Using the system to get big cash. Big cash. He used the system.
Okay.
Bradford got into the system at the right time. Last year, big bonus money going to the first overall pick. But since that system has been in place, Cousins has been the guy to use the system to make the biggest bank. I wonder how much his total haul has been.
I told Dan Dibley.
Fourth round pick, by the way.
I told Dan, I was like, this guy is a hung tooth. Dibs was preaching. He lost the Kel bet to me there, Cozy. He really thought this guy was on fire. I said, he's nothing, unfortunately. And you'll see. Went over. He set that team back. That Minnesota has one of the better defenses because this guy played so bad. They're not even good.
His current deal is $84 million. He needs to play two more years to get all of that. So I don't know if he's gotten more than Bradford. And you always have to take years and CBA into account. But all-time great robberies. I mean, Bradford. The beauty of Bradford is he always had an excuse. It was coaching or injuries or receivers or running backs or supporting cast. Or, you know, he had that great first game from Minnesota and then got hurt. And, oh, man, and then Case Keenum stepped in and had a good season. So it was like it was always something. I don't know if anyone – Jamarcus Russell coming in on the text line. Albert Haynesworth coming in on the text line.
But DeMarcus got one and that was done. He was one and done. That's the thing about DeMarcus. Yes, DeMarcus, he's still.
DeMarcus Russell, you're talking about?
Yeah, but he was one and done.
Yeah, he didn't keep going back to that same bank.
Right. This guy keep going to the bank and they keep saying, here, take what you
Bradford's
want.
Bradford's just hitting every bank in town.
He's hitting every bank and ain't got pulled to stop yet.
All right, Zaza Pachulia. Zaza Pachulia. He's going to join us next. That is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Ryan Fitzpatrick is being thrown around a lot. He's made like a billion. Yeah.
But that's what that is. But he's done better than he played bad. Oh.
Here's Anna with what's coming up.
Joe Lo and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
As per usual, a highly inappropriate conversation off air as we come back on air looking to button ourselves
up. Cozy!
Joe Lo, Jim Cosimore, 95.7 The Game, waiting on a phone call from the great Zaza Pachulia, two-time NBA champ scheduled to join us in the next few minutes. He will be accepting his NBA championship ring from last season Sunday at Oracle as the Pistons are in town to take on the Warriors. Woo, big weekend of basketball. Big weekend of basketball. Warriors got to put together 3 and 4 nights. They got Dallas on Saturday. They've got the Pistons on Sunday. Can't figure this Pistons team out. They went on this scorching hot run. I think they had won maybe like 14 of 16, 13 of 16, and then they started stumbling recently. So I don't know if the Warriors are going to be able to take advantage of a recent stumble or if the Pistons are going to be clicking. But either way, this is going to be a great test. Great test for Bogut, for Boogie, and for Looney, because you got Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond coming to town. Those boys can bang on the glass. Yeah,
and that's when they were playing well. When Drummond finally admitted, hey, I finally understand how to play with this big, talented other guy. And once they seemed to be on the same page, Dwayne Casey had them rolling. You're right. But then they stumble again. So I don't know which team they're going to get. I hope it's the A-list. I want every team the Warriors play now to play their best basketball. That's going to give the Warriors the best chance to sharpen the knife. And especially a good team. Pistons are playing for something. They're a playoff team in the Eastern Conference. They need this as much as anything. So, Lo, I hope they get the Warriors do. I hope the Warriors get the Pistons' best swing at things.
I'm with you on that. I think that you will. You talked about Drummond. You talk about a guy, you know, left L.A., and he was disappointed on the way out, and Blake Griffin, and here's a guy that he's an afterthought. Here's a guy, Joe, you talked about. Hey, you go to this market now in Detroit. When he was in L.A., all you seen, SportsCenter, ESPN, Blake Griffin. And where has he been?
Market matters, my friends.
We talk about it all the time. And he understands this is a game that he's probably circled months ago and said, I'm coming to the Oracle. I'm coming to the West Coast. I need to put my stamp on this. I need to put my stamp on it.
To the phones we go. Two-time NBA champion, former Warrior Center, now Detroit Pistons Center. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Zaza Pachulia joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Zaza, thanks so much for your time. How's life treating you?
Everything is good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
We're doing well. We're doing well, and we're excited for you to be back in town this weekend. You're going to get the ring from last year's championship on Sunday. Is it going to be exciting to be back in Oracle?
Absolutely. You know, one thing bothers me, you know, NBA put that game towards the end of the season, but I think it's worth it to wait. It's going to be a special night. Obviously, my family is going to be there. Oh. And I see a lot of familiar faces, the fans, my old teammates that we became friends. So it's going to be an exciting night. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Zaza, we love you here, man. 95 here, 95.7 The Game. You've always been a constant pro. We love the way that you got along with guys and interact. You and Clay, do you guys got any bets this year? Who's getting the most slams and all the different things you guys are doing? How's that been working out for you, and how's you and Clay's relationship?
It's great. Obviously, you guys saw that he did some crazy things this year. He texted me during the interview and bothering me with his text messages. And suddenly, first couple games, he had a couple dunks, and now he wants to bet again and do the rematch. And I wasn't ready for it. You know, I didn't prepare for it. I didn't prepare my legs for it. I always said that, you know, basketball is temporary. You can play for a certain amount of years if you're lucky, right? And, friendship goes forever. And, you know, there are a lot of guys that we became friends with, and, lucky and led to call them friends and, experienced a lot of great things. Obviously, those 2 years was unbelievable, unforgettable. But there's a lot of years ahead of us, and, just look forward to having communication with the guys and doing different things with them.
When you think of your Warriors time, do the memories come back to things that happened on the court or basketball-related, or do the things that maybe happened away from the court? Are those the things, you could be fond of both, but what's the first one, or what are the ones that stand out to you?
It's a great question, and one thing I learned, age of 33 and, my 14th year career coming to the Warriors, you might say, wow, that's pretty good, great numbers, and, I should be pretty experienced, but definitely something I learned to balance things out. And to answer your question, both on and off the court, days were memorable for me. Those guys were, business, fun on the court, and off the court, we were doing so many fun things together as a team, and I can't come up with one particular, on the court. Both of them were unbelievable.
Zaza Pachulia joining Joe Lowe and Jim Cosimore here on 95.7 The Game. Do you try to take some of the lessons of what you learned, the things you experienced with the Warriors, and work with the younger guys in Detroit? You guys are on a heck of a playoff push right now. I'd imagine there was some stuff that happened in Golden State that could be relevant to what you're going through now.
Absolutely. One of the reasons I'm still playing is because of the experience and the approach of the game. And one thing I had to do is, pivot myself and to find a way to, put impact and be still helpful. And, now with Detroit, obviously it's not the same role I had, not exactly the same role I had with the Warriors. Now coming off the bench, and especially being a backup of one of the most talented big men in the league, Andre Drummond, who is having the career year, and the team has won the playoff games for maybe a decade, and I think it's a good mix of guys, and they value the leadership, veteran presence that they're bringing, and not only me, also Jose Calderon, who's been in the league for a while. And it's a quite good balance of the team. And, I think we're having a pretty good year, I would say, especially I want to call it a rebuilding year since we had new coaching staff, new GM, and, built the chemistry and the habits, right habits and winning habits on and off the court. And to be part of this process, to have this trust from the coaches, from the players, It's definitely a privilege. I'm lucky. I'm thankful. And at the same time, I'm enjoying it. And absolutely, last 2 years was a great experience for me. So, sorry, Warriors, but I had to copy some of the things that we did over there and help the guys. And, little things. That's what puts you in a situation to win the games and win the championship. So, I think it's been a fun year. We're in the playoffs, but in the last 10 days, games we have left, it's important to play good, get some wins, and have a momentum going to the playoffs.
Sasha, I was fortunate enough to play, in the National Football League for 16, 17 seasons. In the latter part of my career, wasn't necessarily brought on to be just great player, but the leadership, the tangibles, being the first one in the locker room, teaching guys how to be a pro. What is the biggest fundamental difference when you're talking about where you're at in Detroit and, and kind of the pros and the cons of both these teams when you say Warriors? What is the moral fabric? What makes this team so unique, in your two-year experience here? What made this Warrior team so unique and so different just with the energy and the way that you guys went about your business?
Right. Obviously it starts with talent, the team had in the locker room, right? It's amazing. And unity and understanding what it takes to win the championship, understanding how little things matter and balancing the things out because, it's not easy now. The team has been in the finals for 4 years, right? So, you heard a lot of times, we all heard a lot of times that Steve would say, mentally retired, playing 100 games every year. But those guys understand how to balance their life that way. They come to work next day and, still try to be as motivated and as fresh with the mind and physically as well. Either it takes to play golf before the game or, it takes to get a massage or get some rest or get extra shots. So, it's important. It's important, to have a good chemistry, to laugh as well, and to have a smile, on your face. But once the game starts, to give 100%. So all these little things, helping each other, but it was bringing something different, and just enjoy. End of the day, enjoy the process, enjoy the ride. Done the long ride. They were ready, prepare for it, and. That's how the franchise and team created a dynasty.
Zaza, clearly you have a great perspective on life, and you've enjoyed and understood how important your NBA experience has been, and you're going to get really an overwhelming amount of love and support at the arena. But I Google Zaza Pachulia, and I get Zaza Pachulia is the dirtiest player in the NBA. Do you laugh at that, or do your teammates joke about that when they see stuff like that?
I hate to talk about myself, but one good thing happened with the business. I got a lot of compliments about how perspective from the opponent team is about me. And dirty player, and then once I'm their teammate, I don't know. They kind of love me. They kind of love me being their teammate. So my point is, they kind of play happens every season. I don't want to say every game, but it happens very often. I watch a lot of games and, see the guys landing on each other's foot and, spraining ankles. And I laugh about it. I say, I want to tweet about it. I said, look, you see what happened? It's the same thing, but now there's no reaction. I think I got caught up in the wrong, it was wrong time, basically. Talking about conference finals, it happens to the best player of the other team, and guy goes out, and we ended up winning the game. And obviously, sprained ankle in the playoffs, it's not good. It doesn't look good. He already had a history of spraining ankle prior to that. So I just caught up, and plus, I was playing for the Golden State Warriors, not the team that didn't make playoffs, or not a bad team where the media doesn't come. And on top of it, I mentioned before, and I still stand for it, that for media, it was boring until then because Cleveland on the Eastern Conference was winning everything, and they're 12-0 in playoffs, and from Western Conference it was up to who was undefeated, so they had to talk about something, and obviously, with some comments from the Spurs. and some media had to show off and say something. You know, it didn't make sense. It wasn't about being right or wrong. You know, they just wanted to say something. And obviously, we were living in the world with social media, so, you know, so effective as today. And, you know, people doesn't know this game. You know, they had never played this game, so they heard one of the, you know, reporters who has millions of followers or a couple hundred thousand followers saying that I was dirty, and, you know, they picked up, and here we are now. But, you know, honestly, I don't care because I know I didn't do it on purpose, you know. It was a freak accident. I know it happens all the time if you watch the games. I can pull out multiple incidents like that, even from this year, from this month, from previous month. It happened next day to KD, but it is what it is. You know, when you're part of the championship team, obviously this guy, you gotta be ready mentally. You gotta be ready this kind of pressure or whatever you wanna call. And like I said, people haven't played this game. They don't know what it is like. They don't know what it takes. So you just repeat the things that some of the people, influential people, say. So, but. Guess what? We won the championship. I was part of it. I was lucky. I'm thankful. It was a great experience. And most importantly, my teammates loved having me there. That summer, we signed with the Warriors, and it kind of made me feel like I was doing something right. That's what matters. I always cared about what my teammates and what my coaching staff think about me.
Let's not forget about the fans. The fans love you too, Zaza.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, like I say, of course, fans are always in my back, and, you know, I'm thankful, and I can't wait to, you know, play again in Oracle Arena in a couple of days on this weekend. But most of it, you know, my teammates are the most important thing in this situation, right? And my coaching staff, because we in this thing together, win or lose, right? You know, I've seen fans, when you have a losing streak, you know, talking some bad things, and nobody cares about you less, you know, but not your teammates. You know, you need to figure out in the locker room how to fix the problem. And I kind of felt like, you know, my teammates were the first one who had my back. And then obviously the fans as well, of course. And but it was a great experience. It was great learning, life experience. Honestly, you know, I realized one thing: hey, if you want to be on top of the mountain, you have to be ready for this kind of thing. And it definitely made me mentally strong, and you know, so start seeing the things differently. So, but again, I love every fact that happened to me, you know, good or bad. You know, it was that accident that happened. You know, I really felt bad for Kawhi. I never want to wish any injury to any player, you know, that's not fair because I'm a player too. But those things that they were talking about me, or if they still talking about me, I don't care because, you know, that's not true. You know, life goes on.
Two-time NBA champ, former Warrior center, now Detroit Pistons center, the great Zaza Pachulia with us here on 95.7 The Game. Zaza, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. Enjoy yourself Sunday at Oracle. I know you got a game to play, but when you get that ring, enjoy the reception from the crowd. The fans here love you. They can't wait to see you again.
Same here. Can't wait to see everybody. And I just want to give a shout-out to Steph Curry and Jaren Collins, who just texted me that Steph has to tell me my voice sounds beautiful. So shout-out to Steph and Jaren Collins. Can't wait to see them.
Absolutely. Thanks, Zaza. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Shout-out, Steph. Feel free to call anytime. We'd love to have you on the show.
Anytime, big fella.
Hey,
anytime.
We actually have that direct connection to you right now. We would love to have you. We'll put you right through the bat line, whatever you want to talk about.
Exactly. I want to talk to his wife. I've heard from Steph enough. I want to talk
Coach,
to
you're wife. Temporary. Coach, you get out of here.
Steph, you heard
just
that.
Just get out of here.
Steph, you heard Coach.
Get out of here. He's not a regular on the show. We can literally have him thrown out the window right now.
Jaren Collins, shout out to you. Jaren Collins, thank you for coming
on the
show.
Shout out everybody for coming on this show. The Warriors have always been great to us. What's wrong with you, Cozumar?
Yeah, Cozy.
I was just trying to be nice to his wife.
Pachulia with the all-time Mount Long answer more. He just outdid Greg Papa.
He did.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was possible. I did not think someone could out-answer Greg Papa, and I never in a billion years would have bet on Zaza Pachulia to do it.
He did go.
I would have bet on like Damon or Barnett can really go. I mean, Barnett can go now. Let's not kid ourselves on that one.
He had a little answer. Else? He took it. He took us through that. And you asked me.
I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, we're going to run out of show.
Yeah.
Good answer. Don't get me wrong. But clearly striking a nerve when being asked. And again, this is on Cozumel.
Yes, of course.
Oh, what's it like to be known as a dirty player? He plays hard, Coz.
Well, Joe, to your point, though, but Steph can't come on because we don't run out of time. So that's why he probably won't call in.
Anytime. We'll arrange anytime. For the greatest.
I got a great question out of him, by the way. He gave me a great question. That's
you were
a great
so
question.
Happy.
I think I've
just get out of here.
I think I've exhausted all the great questions today.
Dude, pumping his really? Chest out.
Really?
For someone who's been interviewing people for
ever.
40 years,
yeah.
I'd like to imagine
my
you could ask a few good questions. Damn, I almost didn't get to the story of the day here. Now, we have to overreact to this, okay? I'm going to give you something, and I need a reaction. So we found out where Alabama defensive lineman Quinnen Williams and the 49ers went out to eat together. They went out and they had a meal to get to know one another. I'm going to need an honest reaction, all right? Does anyone want to take a guess at where they went to eat? It was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Oh, barbecue.
Waffle House.
Steakhouse.
Waffle House.
Close. IHOP, International House of Pancakes.
Dang,
that is
a
really?
That's a slap in Waffle House's face.
Wait a minute. It was all you could eat. Pancakes.
It was Williams. First of all, it was Quinnen Williams' choice. Yeah. So it's very nice of the Niners to let him pick. He
Absolutely.
Chose IHOP, so they went to eat there. How do I react to this? Why are you aiming so low? Is that what I say?
No.
Would I do if I were Skip?
No. Every weekend, Joe, when I'm down in Fresno, because I'm going to do some work on the houses.
Some hard work out there. Some hard labor.
I go to IHOP.
You're a big IHOP guy.
Dude, the pancakes, all you can eat. It's friggin' great. It's my day to splurge.
What's all you can eat look like for you? How many pancakes?
It's probably 6 to 8 pancakes. I make sure that they get the butter and they melt it.
I might save some for the rest of Fresno.
Oh, no.
I actually thought it was going to be more.
No, because I definitely get the bacon with that and eggs. So
yeah, it's not just the pancakes.
Thank you.
That's probably the hors d'oeuvres for him.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah.
Saturday's your cheat day, huh?
Oh, I love it.
What's the rest of the day look like?
I get to make sure my butter, I tell them to put the syrup and melt the butter in there before it just comes out.
Mix them together.
Oh, my goodness. And you want my syrup hot? I love it. Then I freaking go.
Do you eat there by yourself?
Yes.
The rest of the family sleeping. You're getting ready to go out and work on a Saturday.
Dude, absolutely.
Sit in IHOP.
By myself.
Six pancakes.
Absolutely. Freaking, I get my call and then I go to Home Depot afterwards. They load up my truck with all the supplies, take it to one of the houses. All my workers, we get in there and we start grinding. It's every man.
What's the rest of the cheat day look like?
And then I usually go to another place in Lemoore and I get to my Mexican restaurant. And of course, I go either go with the menudo. And it's really good. You haven't menudo before? It's absolutely amazing.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
It's
say Mexican joint, I'm thinking
time.
Burritos. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Good for you, Coach.
Did you say it's Maria Menounos?
Menudo, yes.
She's Greek, actually.
Yeah, I didn't say she was Mexican.
Well, sounded like you were alluding to that.
It just sounds like the food he's eating is also the name of a very charming host who's been on several TV shows.
And I mix it, Joe, with
we're
pozole.
We're out of time. We're done.
Pozole.
Show's over.
With pozole.
Show's over.
Pozole.
That's it.
Menudo
Coz,
pozole mix.
Thanks for filling in the last few days.
Thank you for having
such
me.
Such great questions. It's just it was such a great learning experience to be alongside of you throughout the course of this journey. That's it for us. Steinmetz and the Guru are at the Chase Experience. They're down at Chase Center. They're live. They're coming in hot. I shouldn't say that. I have no idea how they're coming in. I'm assuming they're coming in hot because that's generally how they do things. But that's it for us. For Cozumel, for Anna, for Lo, I'm Joe. Thank you for hanging out with us, everyone. Have a tremendous weekend. Stay safe out there. Enjoy yourselves. And we'll see you Monday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game.
The Warriors get the win last night. And we've got the biggest names to break it down. Warriors analyst Kalena Azubuki joins Papa and Vontae at 12:30. And Warriors head coach Steve Kerr relives the game and looks forward to the playoffs with Damon Bruce at 5.
I think Kevin is capable of doing anything he wants from one game to the next.
Only on 95.7. The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.